A Maundy Thursday sermon by Reverend Richard A. Ram, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on March 27, 1997, entitled, Were You There? Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when he gathered his disciples on that night in which he was betrayed, took bread, blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and said, "This is my body," poured a cup and offered it to them with the words, "This is my blood." Were you there? Were you there in that night when the darkness deepened? And sometimes, does it cause you to tremble? We have focused for these Lenten Sundays on faces around the cross. The faces of the criminals that were crucified with him, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus who buried him, Mary who birthed him, and Mary of Magdala who loved him so. And we have listened to these stories again, not as a matter of historical research, although we believe that these events are history, our human history. But we've looked at these stories in order to come to understand afresh our stories, hoping that in the reliving of those stories, there would be some light thrown on our stories. Those events represented in the present, for the past roots our faith. But the past is prologue. It is the present in which we must live and believe. And thus we look to the past not simply to dwell on the past, but in order through the past to have that come alive in our present experience. And that's what we are about this evening. To represent the past through word, liturgical word, sacramental action, to live again, to see those faces around the cross and those faces around the table, and perchance our face, in order that we might taste of the reality of that which was and is. We are a wordy people. Your pastor's a thinker. Always thinking with an intellectual bent, but thinking won't do tonight, because finally thinking runs up against a wall, hits a ceiling, finds its limit. We cannot think tonight. We can only hopefully experience tonight. Tasting the deepening darkness, seeking to be there in order that here we might sense something of the violence that that prophet in whom God's word came to expression, the violence that was visited upon him. Seeking to experience something tonight of his abandonment, his forsakenness, the anguish of the garden, and the mixed emotions as he gathered around that table. We can't think this night. Hopefully we can experience tonight. Two things will be necessary. The first, imagination. Image yourself there. Let the darkness wash over you as you witness the scenes that flash before your mind. And then meditate on those scenes. Don't think. Simply let them wash over you. Tonight, he enters the darkness. Enter the darkness with him. No light tonight. No glory tonight. Sense the heaviness tonight. The darkness. And tremble.